Mwen ta vle di ou sa Jezi fe pou ke mwen. Depi mwen te jwenn li kou bon zanmi mwen. Mwen ta di ou jan la vi te chanje kompletman. E ke mwen te rempli avek kontantman. Person pa jam reme mwen kon Jezi. Pa gen yon lot bon zanmi kon li. Non, twen lot ka blanchi peche ki ou jan pi. A la lite remen. Fim te tous a la peche, le Jezi jwenn mwen. Kem te ple ak mize tèt mwen te chaje. Me avek amou li Jezi devlope mwen. E li kondi mwen kote mde dwe ale. Person pa jan mwen men mwen kon Jezi. Pa gen yon lot bon zanmi kon li. Blanchi peche ki ou jambi. Oh, a la lite remen. Chak joli vi jwenn mwen pou l bon mwen asiran. Jou apre jou mwen pi konpran amou li. Mwen pap jam konpran pou ki l te vin sove mwen. Jist an ansye la ma va kontre ak li. Person pa jam reme mwen kon Jezi. Pa ki ou jan pil. Oh, a la lite reme.
Good evening. Oh, I'm using this. Okay, it's again, it's a pleasure to be here. This is my second time to preach God's word in this church. I still remember when I preached here for the first time. It was with Dr. Scotty Drake and Miss Barbara. And you pray for him, you know. That we still need him in the health ministry. And be with him in prayer and also with Miss Barbara. Before I preach, I won't preach long because my pastor always taught me to preach in three letter S. Short, simple, but sure. And he's right here. The man that taught me how to be a preacher. 1984 or 1982, I think, when they came to the Philippines. They left Tennessee. And it's a good place. It's a good state. You know, it's a little bit cold here. We like it here. And they left this beautiful place to be with us. And I still remember the preaching of Dr. Bob Hughes in one of the churches in Texas. He used the word, he used the verse in Ezekiel, I sat where they sat. And this man sat where we sat. I got saved in 1986. At the age of 16, there's this an American missionary from BIMI that came to our place, and they were handing out tracts. I didn't know them, you know. I was in a, I was in a basketball game, and they were handing out tracts. Pastor Vano gave me a tract. I accepted it. He said, I would like to invite you to church, because that was Saturday. Sunday, he invited me, you know. Where's the church? It's at the back of the track, he said. Okay, I will go. And Sunday comes, I did not go. For the second time, This thing happened, you know. The second time it happened again, I did not go again. But on the fourth time, it happened four times. It happened four times. And I praise the Lord because they did not stop. Amen. They did not stop. Amen. Sharing the gospel track. Amen. They did not stop. I was thinking, what if this family stopped from giving the tract? I won't be here. You know, I won't be enjoying the good things in America. And I came to the church Sunday morning, and he was teaching. It's still clear in my mind. He was teaching about the book of Revelation. In chapter 13, where it says nobody can buy, nobody can eat without the mark of the beast in the forehand or in the forehead. And I got scared. And I said, sir, what must I do? After the service, he took me to a corner and opened the book, the blessed book. Shared to me Romans 3:23. 6:23, chapter 8, chapter 10. In short, he shared to me the Romans road of salvation. And it's still clear in my mind that was November 3, 1986, when I got saved. After that, we went to a camp, youth camp. And after 3 years of serving the Lord in Harvest Baptist Church, God called me to preach the gospel in the youth camp. And I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed because of this family. Sir, please stand up. This is my father in the faith. His wife, Mrs. Bano, my mother in the faith. Ma'am, please stand. Their eldest daughter, and their son-in-law. Joey, brother, I didn't know you were here. Joey, the second, and his wife, and they have four kids. Five. Oh, I didn't know that, sir. But they are, I love these people. Amen. You know, when we were in Bible school, I said to my mother, "Mom, God's calling me. I need to go to Bible school." Huh? That's not the reason why I sent you to college. I sent you to college after 4 years to help us. But God is calling me, Mom. My father thought that my pastor is a CIA. And one day, when we came home, our shirts was on the road. My father said, "Go to your pastor. I don't need you here. Go to your pastor." And we asked the pastor, "Sir, what are we going to do?" And he said, "Go to the church. You live in the church. You stay there." And I praise the Lord, because that father of mine in the flesh, he's the last one that God saved. Amen. My mother is now with the Lord. She passed away 3 years ago. And it's all because of God through this family. And I can't help but cry. This is my father in the faith. Amen. My mother in the faith. Amen. They are my family. It's all by God's grace. If it's not for you American people, we're lost. That's why we're always grateful. And we will always be grateful with you. And God called him again to another ministry. And he still is in the ministry. He and his wife, his family, you know, always praying for them. I don't know what to say. But he's always been a father to me, a mother, a sister, a brother, a sister. Carla and, what's the name? Carla and Rebecca. Philippians chapter 4, this won't take long. Philippians chapter 4. I'm a Baptist. I use only 3 points. That's how my pastor taught me to preach. Always preach short, simple, but sure. Philippians chapter 4. Sorry, I made you cry. It's always a blessing to cry. It takes away all the dirt in your eyes. You know? And we cry because of God's goodness. Because of God's goodness. Philippians chapter 4, verse 10. "But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, herewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding ye have well done that he did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound, I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Father, we thank thee once again for this evening. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Speak to our hearts. Increase our faith, especially, Lord, in mission giving. Please, Lord. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If there's one person that really knows mission, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. If there is one person that knows how to give in missions, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. If there is one person that knows how to sacrifice, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. If there is one person that knows the heart of mission, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He suffered many things because of missions. He was nailed on the cross. He was hung on the cross. Because of missions, he was beaten. He was nailed in his hand and his feet. His beard were pulled out. All of these things he suffered because of missions. And if there's also one person that knows mission, that is the Apostle Paul. He knows how to give to missions. He knows what mission is. In his 3 missionary journey, he knows what mission is. You know, it's hard for us to leave our place, especially the place that we were born, we grew up. It's hard. It's hard. But when we talk of missions, there's no hard thing. If the Lord spoke to your heart, there's no hard thing. We only need to obey and go. Just like what my pastor always teach us. Wherever the Lord leads you, don't be afraid. He will feed you. Just go. Go. We always sing, rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Snatch them in pity from the sin and the grave. But sometimes we forget to sing, throw out the lifeline. Throw out the lifeline. What do you call that? The one that saves, you know? Lifesaver? You know? But you know, the rope is important too. If you will just throw the lifesaver, yeah, he can float. But if you have the rope, you can pull him slowly. Why do we give to missions? 3 things. Number one. Giving to mission serves as a barometer of our faith. It measures our faith. Pastor said, last year you gave $5. Ask God this time, how big is your faith in missions? Lord, how much do you want me to give? I still remember when I was a worker in our church, we only received 50 pesos a week. And we have to earn it. Joey knows what we've been through. We clean every place in the church. We mop the floor every Sunday after the service. The nursery room is always dirty, you know, because of the poo, the pee. But we have to clean it. We have to clean it. Because we're thinking we will receive 50 pesos, and that's $1. And if we receive $1, 50 pesos, we have something to pay for our syllabus in our Bible school. And if the church give me 50 pesos, I need to give my tithes. I need to give my mission. I need to give my offering. Nothing will be left. But I always give. And the Lord always provide. Amen. He's just testing our faith. Whenever we give to missions, He's testing our faith. Once when we were in a church in Virginia, I said to the church, "Church, whatever you promised to give to the Lord in missions, give it. Give it to God, not to the doctors." I didn't know that there was a doctor in the back seat. You know? Don't give it to the doctor, give it to God. And the doctors just... The Bible says, it is better for you not to vow. And you vow and not repay it. So Lord, please, increase my faith. Just like what the apostles are asking with Jesus. Lord, increase our faith. That's why we call it faith promise. Because it wholly depends on our faith. Whatever amount we will give, it depends on our faith. So whatever amount you are asking for the Lord, He will give it to you. And give it to missions. Don't give it to the doctor. It serves as a barometer of our faith. God uses it to look on our faith in missions. Secondly, it serves as a believer's heavenly investment. Not just a barometer, but a believer's investment. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 20, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven." Someday, when it's time, I believe, when I go to my Savior, people will come unto me and greet me. People will come to my pastor and his wife and will shake their hands and will say, "Thank you. You've sacrificed everything." In the Philippines, we have a lot of investment. Little do they know that the investment is a fraud. All their money they gave to investment. And their money just fly away. instead of putting your money in whatever state investment, put it in missions. You will have a big investment someday. And someone will shake your hands. Thank you. Thank you for giving to the Lord. It's a heavenly investment. Their life was not wasted. We've been through a lot of, sometimes I'm a headache to them. It took me 5 years in Bible school because I don't know Greek and Hebrew. My pastor gave me a 65. 55. Grade 55. 65. But by the grace of God, I passed Hebrew and Greek. Amen. And I got my diploma. Amen. We've been through a lot. Amen. I remember their house was burned. Their house was burned. No Bible school. Oh. And we're glad there's no Bible school. But we're sad because their house was burned. We've been through so many trials and testings in the Philippines. Their life is not wasted. They put it in a good investment. And now that he's still working with BIMI and Claim Ministry, it is not also wasted. They are putting everything into a good investment. Number three, it not just serves as a barometer, it not just serves as a believer's heavenly investment, but it serves as a channel of bountiful blessing. In verse you cannot quote this verse if you're not giving to missions. You're not giving to missions and you will always say, hey, pastor, thank the Lord because he always supplies my need. Yeah, because God is good. But you cannot quote this verse if you're not giving to missions. Because here Paul is speaking about missions. Giving to missions. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches. According to his riches. Listen, how do you think, how God, you know, how many riches God has, you know, how, the song says, he's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hands. Everything that we see in this planet Earth belongs to God. Every money, every single breath, every day that we wake up, it belongs to God. We did not wake up this morning because of the alarm clock. We woke up this morning because of God's grace. This life belongs to God. Your life belongs to God. He is the owner of everything. And whenever we give to missions, God will supply all our needs. It's so bountiful that we cannot comprehend. My eldest daughter, she's graduating next year, a pharmacist. I did not know how I get the money. You know, sometimes I'm tempted to rob a bank. But as my pastor always taught me, Rick, just have faith in God. Just have faith in God. And now she's graduating. I don't know. My second is grade 12 and my youngest is grade 11. My youngest is a boy and I already called him in the ministry. It's God who is supposed to call. Yeah, I know. But I already called him in the ministry. I want him to be a pastor like his father. There's nothing in this world that can satisfy us except serving the Lord. Just give to missions. Always hold on to the rope. Don't lose the rope. Throw out the lifeline and just hold on to the rope. Shall we all pray? Father, we thank thee once again for your goodness, your loving mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for missions. It is you who started missions, O Jesus. You gave your life for us. You died on the cross for our sins, paying the penalty of our sins. O Lord, help us tonight. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our hearts. Every eye closed, head bowed. I'll call the preacher.